From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. Back in April, we checked in with the leader of UAB's pastoral care team. Back then, Malcolm Marler and his team of chaplains were spending most of their time counseling healthcare workers on the front lines of the COVID-19 response. But now, Marler tells me they're also connecting families who can't visit their loved ones in the hospital.
I got a phone call yesterday that just said her mother was in the hospital and has some dementia. And this family member was just saying, I can't describe to you how hard it is to not be able to be with my mother during this time. And I promised her, I just said, I will go see her. And I did. Her mom was not really following my conversation while I was there. And then I said to her, would it be okay if I had a prayer with you? Now, this is someone who up until this point had really not responded very well. And she looked straight at me and said, yes, thank you. It was like there was this moment of connection. So I came back to my office and called her daughter and just said, I want you to know about a connection we had. And that was encouraging to her to share with her siblings. And anything that we can share that helps them be in the room, that's helpful to them.
The last time we spoke, you said the hardest part of your job was not being able to touch people and comfort them. That still hasn't changed with the ongoing virus. So how have you been able to comfort hospital staff and their patients these days?
Yes, we normally would want to hold a patient's hand or touch them gently on the shoulder. But now I have a friend in the community. His name is Joe Elmore. He's a retired Methodist minister. And I was visiting with him one day on his carport, and he looked at me and he put his hand over his heart. And he said, Malcolm, I want you to know that I am holding you in my heart. And when he said that, I thought, that is so different and special in that he was holding his hand over his heart. And it sounds like a little thing, but it's like, instead of shaking hands with people now, I put my hand over my heart and I said, I just want you to know that you are in my heart, which is just another way of saying, I want to be connected to you. And I want you to know I'm thinking about you and praying for you. And so there are things like that. We're learning to use our hands in different ways.
You know, this pandemic has gone on longer than either of us have expected. What keeps you going?
Well, this is what I'm called to do. This is my purpose, to respond when people are in need. But because this is what I'm called to do, it's both inspiring. It gives me energy. I'm anxious to get back. It's hard to leave each day. I know that a lot of us are working too hard or too long. It's something we wouldn't probably recommend to most people. But it's just part of what we're trained to do. And for me, in a more theological way, it's what God called me to do. And so it's to be with people and help them know they're loved and not alone, no matter what they're going through. So that's part of what keeps me going, Janae. And I think more than anything, what we need in the pandemic is connection, because we feel disconnected from people that we normally took for granted. And so finding ways to connect helps me survive. If I can express genuine care and concern for a colleague and us talk about that for a few minutes or vice versa, that's how I'm getting through this time.
Malcolm Marler, thanks for joining me again, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you so much, Janae.